right, on this Thursday morning, what are we now? Just less than 8 weeks away from the presidential election on November 3rd. And the seeds have been planted. This may be a corrupt election. There may be voter fraud. We don't know what form it's going to take. But I'll tell you what, law enforcement is looking very closely at what form it might take. And to tell us a little bit more about some of those nightmare scenarios, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I mean, there has been fear, I think, in the last several elections of the possibility of, voter fraud, voter tampering, things like that, even from foreign influences. But this year, the threat seems more real than ever, doesn't it?
It does, and I think perhaps less so in sort of voter fraud on the sort of outside look at voter fraud. In other words, people using mail-in votes, which apparently have been going quite smoothly in a number of states for a lot of years. But things, Paul, like, every local election process, they have to tabulate the votes. Some places they call them vote tabulation systems. Mm-hmm. That's going to eventually go into a computer system. Could it be hacked? Could it be altered? Could it be shut down so you can't send the results? All of those things are possible. Ransomware, where hackers could actually lock down a voting tabulation system or a registration system where you, Paul, go in to vote, they pull you up and they can't find you in the voter either. They can't get to it or somebody has altered it. Now, is that going to happen? I have no idea, but think about it this way. Voting is a local event, and you're really relying on people, many volunteers. Is their computer system up to speed? Does it have all the latest cybersecurity safeguards on it? The answer is probably not.
Right.
And so it leaves the door open for these things to happen. And if you add the layers of all of the vast amounts of disinformation that the Russians, the Chinese, and even folks within this country, conspiracy theories, stuff that is nonsense at the end of the day, but some people buy that, and it further pushes people toward general distrust of the system.
Yeah.
If people don't trust the system, they will not trust the outcome. And you can see where that could take us by the middle of November if you have people thinking that way, that whoever wins is really not the real winner.
Yeah, that's kind of a scary thought. I mean, that's what our democracy is built on, is one vote, one person. That's the way that we decide things. And if that is called into question, then what do we have?
Well, correct. And the cybersecurity people would argue that, and I'm doing this comparison, if you look at the health system, it was not adequately funded to deal with coronavirus. Some would say that the voting system, the voting security system, is totally inadequate across the board, which means that, for example, in your jurisdiction, should you have gotten more money to upgrade computer systems, to try to make sure that every system that you're using has every security apparatus that's available to keep it honest, safe, and running? And we just don't have that. I mean, it's sort of a hodgepodge of one jurisdiction may be okay, the other one may not. And of course, hackers and foreign actors like the Chinese and Russians love that we have the system because it creates all sorts of vulnerabilities as to where they could alter the system or clearly dump a lot of disinformation on us, which obviously is occurring.
Yeah, and I feel like the disinformation might be the biggest threat. Somebody posts on Facebook that, the election's been canceled or you can vote tomorrow instead of today. And, you'd like to think you wouldn't believe that sort of thing, but people do oftentimes believe what they see on their computer screen or on their phone, and they follow those leads.
And they tend to get their news and information by and large from maybe one or two sources that have their own angle or motivation to say it a certain way or present it a certain way, which may or may not be accurate.
Yeah, we all got to be vigilant. All make sure that our votes count on November 3rd. It's a big concern. I know a lot of people are looking at this very closely. What's your confidence level, Brad, as we head toward November 3rd?
Well, I have overall confidence in that even though it will have its issues, that at some point in November, we should have a clear picture as to who has won or who has not won.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't go the way that people want it, let's just say that President Trump loses, he will not accept that.
Right.
He will say that it was fraudulent or illegitimate. Will he go to court? Maybe. Will he stoke up his base to say we can't stand for this? I mean, I could see unrest, I guess, occurring potentially, which clearly concerns me.
We'll see what happens. Brad, I always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Anytime. Take care.